This is Viva Podcast. Thank you for joining us in our morning daily devotion.
Greetings to you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We have a life to live in this world. Life looks complicated and poses many challenges. People of this world do face them too. They act and react in various ways, and through various means, they try to resolve those things. Some are successful and some fail. Overall, everyone feels life is not comfortable and easy. But as children of God, we have God in our lives. And the only way to live through this life is to live by faith. Faith in God and in His Word. We have to be always conscious of the presence of God and always look to the Word of God. We read in 1 John chapter 5 and verse 4, "This is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith." In Joshua chapter 6 and verse 1 to 21, we read about the victory of the children of Israel over Jericho. After the children of Israel crossed River Jordan into the promised land, the Lord told them to destroy Jericho. It was not an easy task. The city had very strong and very huge high double walls. The city was shut. The Lord spoke to Joshua, the man who wholly followed the Lord, and now the leader of the children of Israel. In chapter 6 and verse 2, the Lord said, "See." He asked Joshua to see. "See what?" The Lord said, "I have given into thine hand Jericho." Joshua, by faith, had to believe in what God had said. He had to see Jericho not as a city which is impossible to be captured, but he had to receive this city just in his hands because the Lord is giving it to him. What a word from the Almighty God. He was just handing over the city of Jericho to Joshua. Joshua believed in God and accepted his word. The Lord said what the men of war should do. He never told them to prepare for the war with arms and weapons and fight the battle. He told them something very unusual, which the soldiers have to do. They should not fight, but silently walk. Their hands should not do anything. Not easy for active soldiers to silently walk, but they have to do what God had said. They should walk around the city every day once for 6 days, and the seventh day, seven times, that is 13 times. They have to walk with the priests who were blowing the trumpets and carried the ark. Here they are, the soldiers and others, getting up early. Not lazy, but they walked around the city walls silently. They never spoke about the wall. They never said, "Nothing seems to be happening and there is no progress." And they are not getting any hope of something happening. As they walk around every time, they should have felt discouraged and dejected because the walls are looking very, very strong, and they should think how difficult it is for the walls to fall down. They never wondered and they never said, "What is the use of walking?" They never became tired and weary. They never gave up. They looked at the imposing walls through the eyes of faith. They saw it falling down. As we read in Joshua chapter 6 and verse 20, the walls fell down flat. Hebrews 11:30 says, "By faith the walls of Jericho fell down." It is very clear. It is the faith of their people which brought down the walls of Jericho. Let's look at our own lives. When we go through difficult situations, face some uphill tasks or impossibilities, how do we react? We become lazy and inactive, totally discouraged. We may not read the Bible or pray. We lose interest to do even our daily activities. We may murmur against God and question God. But this is the time to stay calm and be confident. Be active, rise up early, pray and praise the Lord. Never stop praying, never stop praising. Don't look for evidences or signs. Look at the Lord and learn to be quiet. As we read in Isaiah chapter 28 and verse 16, "He that believeth shall not make haste. Do not look at the problems. Don't be wondering what is going around. Nothing you can really do about it. Let God work. He can do everything which you can't do. He will surely give you the victory. In Mark's Gospel, chapter 10 and verse 27, we read, "With men it is impossible, but not with God. With you it is impossible, but not with God. Humanly it is not possible, but not with God. For with God all things are possible. It is the Lord, only the Lord, who can do it. Believe on Him and His word. It is your simple faith which is powerful and releases the power of God." May the Lord bless you and may the Lord bless this word.
Dear listener, we are here to stand with you in your time of need. We want to pray with you and for your prayer request. Do you need someone to talk to? We are here for you. Call us or send a message at +91 636 425 2164. +91 636 425 2164. God bless you.